Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new
experience.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Global Happiness Specialist. That's right, she's global. Global Happiness Specialist, Inner Peace Practitioner, Oracle, Teacher, but more importantly, student. Student of the universe, always learning, always growing, always expanding, always being open, and that is really the key. Let me just back up a little bit, give a little brief introduction. I'm getting a lot of organic followers, new people finding me. Welcome, new people. Welcome, everyone. Welcome. And happiness specialist, the nerve of her. Who does she think she is? How happy all the time? What kind of... I know. I get it. You know, it's funny, that word happy, some people are triggered by it. Some people are triggered by that word. And in fact, this was probably a month ago, and this gentleman had a really good point. He said to me, he says, you know, a lot of people have different interpretations, different definitions of happiness. I totally agree. We are as different as our fingerprints. And, yes, there are different definitions of happiness. But one of the things that this gentleman brought to my attention, oh, what a great, great point. He says, but you know, everybody gets it when you say contentment. Everybody understands, do you feel content? Are you, and that's what I'm talking about. When I say happy, it is really a energy, it is a vibration, it is a state of mind, it is a foundation, it becomes your identity. Your identity becomes contentment. Your identity becomes peace. Who you are is peaceful. That's it. It doesn't matter what your name, your sex, your race, your culture, financial status, you're vibrating, you're the energy of peace. And that's what I'm talking about when I say happiness is a practice skill, contentment is a practice skill, being at peace in every single moment along the journey is a practice skill. Boy, oh boy, can I get excited about this. Woo! Let me just take a break. Let me take a breath. Backing up. So my definition, and we all have definitions, my definition of happiness is the ability to be at peace, the ability to vibrate the energy of peace, regardless of what's happening, regardless of what the world is throwing at you, the ability to be at peace. Or, if you like the word contentment, I love that word contentment. Everybody gets behind it. Everybody gets can understand it. And so my point is this. Is it possible to be the energy, to feel that energy of contentment forever? Wouldn't that be a cool suitcase to carry? And when I say a suitcase to carry, one of my favorite analogies when I'm talking about bringing the past into the present is, I don't know how many people have overpacked. I know I still chronic overpacking. I still haven't mastered that. How do you not overpack? It's going to be a real challenge for me because I'm going away just for 2 days. 2 days. There's no way I should be able, I should overpack. I use that word should. There's no way I could overpack for that. Whew. Let's see what happens. Anyway, back to the point. The point is the suitcase represents, the overpacking represents what are you carrying along with you on this journey. Are you carrying baggage? Are you carrying suitcases with stuff you don't need? And that's what I'm talking about when I say carrying baggage. It's really, to get the visual, it's really carrying shit from the past into your present moment, or even from the future into your present moment. But let me just stay with the introduction, believe it or not. This is an introduction. Woo! So when I say happiness is a practice skill, it depends on what you practice. So what is that? What do you mean, what do you practice? Well, the first part of the practice is making a commitment. Making a commitment that, yes, I agree, being at peace, being that energy of contentment is a number one. It is my it is the priority. Number one. Well, actually, you can say it's number two or number three or number four or number five, but in my life, it's number one. And so when you make that commitment, then my behavior reflects my commitment. My behavior reflects my commitment to be the energy of peace. And then the practice is to recognize and to focus on and to put a spotlight on all of those programmed behaviors that have been proven to subtract from your happiness. What? Programmed behaviors? What are you talking about, program? What I'm talking about is, in the beginning, who were you? Who are you without your identity? Who are you without the identification of, I'm a man, I'm a woman, I'm a title, I'm a name, I'm a mother. Any kind of label you want to attach. Who were you before you started identifying with the label? That is today's show. Who are you? Who were you before you started identifying with the label? And where does it start? Where does this ego start? You know, I get this a lot. I get this question a lot. Well, what is the ego? The ego is there to help me, question and also comment. And is the ego a bad thing? The ego actually assists me with a lot of decision-making. This is, let me be very, very clear when I talk about the ego, especially with this topic. The ego, it is not about resisting or stopping or eliminating the ego. It's the practice is, when I say happiness is a practice skill, the practice is really recognizing, putting a light on the ego and studying. Really, you know, life is a study of what? Finding, discovering the truth. The truth of what? The truth about what? The truth about this life. Oh, but you know, before I go on, look at this. If you want to talk to me directly, you can. The number to call in and speak with me live is area code 646. Look at that. See, I'm almost 10 minutes into the show, and I haven't even shared how to talk to me on the show. Boy, can I get excited. Am I passionate about this topic? The answer is apparently. Area code 646-564-9619 to speak with me live. Area code 646-564-9619, and or if you are on live on the Wisdom app, you are more than welcome to ask to join. I love questions, and even more, I love challenges. I love when people don't agree. I really like that because it challenges me to dig deeper. It challenges me. And if I'm running around here saying I'm a happiness specialist and I'm not challenged, then what's up? What's up? Let me get back to the topics. Okay, happiness is a practice skill, and the practice is reverting back to who you were when you were born. And that's what I'm talking about when I say in the beginning. What happened in the beginning before we identified with fill in the blank? Before we identified with. So this identification, believe it or not, is part of the reason for the suffering. What? Part of the reason. Identifying with, so let's just say this, let's just use this word, which is used, oh my goodness, I find this word so interesting, success. What is success? And I know what the world says success is. I know what the world claims success is. It looks like, I know what the masses, 98% of the population, claim what success is. And it looks like somebody that everyone knows, lots of money, lots of influence. Let's see. And I'm not poo-pooing it. I'm just trying to come up with the program definition of success, or the program where everybody would recognize this is successful. And that in itself is an answer to a question, which is how, and I'm asking each one of you individually, each one of you, how do you determine whether or not, or even if this is an issue in your life, how do you determine, or if you do, you are successful? And is your success measured by goals reached? Is your success measured by relationships that you have and how peaceful the relationships are? I measure my success by, are my relationships peaceful? That's it. Are all of my relationships peaceful? And when I say that, that doesn't mean that there isn't back and forth and there isn't conflict from time to time. But for the most part, they're rooted in peace. And guess who's in charge of that? Guess who's responsible for that? Me. I take full responsibility for every single relationship that I'm in. That if it's not peaceful, guess what? Guess whose fault it is? Don't tell anybody, but it's my fault every single time. If I'm in a relationship with anyone, regardless of whether it's a working relationship, social relationship, personal relationship, if it's not peaceful, it's my fault. That's how powerful I believe I am. And if I believe I'm that powerful, guess what? I believe you're that powerful too. I'm not special. We are as different as our fingerprints. We are different. But I'm just like all these other people running around here on this planet at this time. Let me just reel it back just for a second, because I have new listeners. And I just want to make a couple of points, and forgive me if you've heard it a million times. But this thing called happiness, when I say happiness is a state of mind, it is a state of mind. It is a state in mind. It is an energy. And I want to share with you what I've just realized. Well, and this is personal. This is personal to me. I had a message from the universe. That word enlightenment, what is enlightenment? The search for enlightenment. Oh, enlightened. For me, enlightenment is, you ready for this? Get a pen and paper. This is going to be deep, 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 deep. Enlightenment is being relaxed at all times. Being in a state of relaxation along the journey. Being in a constant, chronic, critical, maintaining, constant, I said constant, and I don't know how many times, three, four, five, constant state of relaxation. Our house is on fire. Okay, somebody needs to call the fire department. Would you like me to do that? I'll do it. Okay, let's call. Let's see what else. What's a good one? This just happened. This is a real minor one, real minor. But it just happened. Total flat tires. I was leaving a parking area, and these two women were waving their arms at me, flagging me down, and what? Yes? Roll down the window, yes? Your back tire is flat. That was just a couple weeks ago. Now what do you do? Yeah. Call the tow truck. Call AAA. See, that's what I'm saying. You're rooted in peace. Now let's go back to the topic of today's show, which is in the beginning. Where do you think, I'm going to ask each individual, where do you think, and if you'd like to join the show, you can ask the Join Wisdom Community and or call in live, area code 646-564-9619, again, area code 646-564-9619, and ask a question or make a comment or contribute to the show. Back up to, let's see, where was I? Oh, in the beginning, before the program behaviors of pointing out there and blaming someone or the circumstances for how you're feeling. Before we started blaming, I'm just going to talk for myself. Before I started blaming the outside for how I'm feeling, as a baby, just the basic needs. I want to be fed. I want to be clean. Basic needs. But when did those basic needs switch to the I? It's about me and not about the whole. I'm wondering if I'm explaining that correctly, or I'm explaining that not correctly, but clearly. So if we are all, I like this analogy, drops in the ocean, we're all the ocean, all of us, and we're all, just say we're the waves, or we're drops, but we're all a part of the ocean. So my point is, when did the separation start? When did the separation, I'm not a part of this ocean, I'm an individual. Does that make sense? I'm not a part of this whole ocean, I'm an individual island. And that is the key to where the, this is my perspective. Again, let me just share, I didn't give a disclaimer today, but let me just share. This is all coming from me and what I've learned on the journey of 4 decades. And I don't pretend to have all of the answers for all of the challenges, but what I do share is what has worked for me. And if it works for me, it may work for someone else. And so that's all I'm doing is sharing here. All I'm doing is sharing. Not pretending I have all the answers. Because you know what? Let me just be really honest. Jeez. I used to think, don't tell anybody. But I used to think that, yeah, I had all the answers. I had a lot of answers until I ran into a roadblock of, Rebecca, guess what? Guess what, Rebecca? What universe? Yes, universe, you have something to say. You have a, yes, universe, you have communication, yes? You have a message? What's the message? The message is everybody that comes here on this planet and everybody that's breathing and everybody that's alive and every human on this earth is not interested in always being happy. Is not interested in always feeling contentment. Is not interested in always feeling the energy of peace. Is not interested. There are people on this planet that do not think what you think is important is important. What? There are people, yeah, I'll tell you again. There are people on this planet that don't think what you think is important is important. Again, the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619, and just press the number 1 if you want to speak with me live. And or if you're listening on Wisdom, just click and ask to join. What do you mean everybody doesn't want to be happy? What are you talking about? No. I have to say that is the truth. That is the truth, that everybody on this planet is not even interested, is not even a concern, not even in the forefront. There are other things that are more important, much to my chagrin. And it took a while just to digest that. And when I say a while, it kind of shook me up a little bit. I'll tell you why. Well, one of the reasons. That's another thing about the ego. The ego only can muster up one perspective. If there is a time in your life when you can only see one way, when you can look at a topic and you can only see it one way, know that the ego has you trapped because the universe is open to all possibilities. And the ego is down to, no, that's too much. I just need to share. You only need one perspective, my dear human. You're not getting more than one. And that's when you know that it is the ego. And that's the good news. Let me just share with you really quickly. This is a study that I always talk about at the beginning of the show. It's a study you can Google. By a hospice nurse. Her name is Bronnie Ware. And you can ask me a question. Let's see, comment or ask a question. Any questions? Yep, questions are also welcome. I love questions. The 5 most common regrets of the dying. And it's so interesting because today I got an email. You know how you wind up on these people's email lists? And it's somebody that you scratch the you. And it's somebody that I'm kind of feeling his vibe. I'm kind of feeling the vibe. I'm going to see what this person is about. Until. Let me back up a little bit. Anyone that is talking about superstars of sports, superstars of business, superstars of the world, all icons, superstars, all of those labels, you know those big, those people, most recognized people in the world? I want to know what's behind the curtain. I want to know what's backstage. Icon, I totally get the accomplishments. I totally understand the manifestation, but I want to know what's behind the curtain. That's what I want to know. And the reason why I want to know that is because I believe in my little pea brain, but I believe that that's it. That is the most important. I get it. And I'm not going to say that anyone can do anything. However, these accomplishments, these manifestations from the iPhone to the railroad to the electric car, much of the microwave. Who are you when you're alone? See, there was an article written in, I've shared this before, in GQ magazine, GQ, it was November 2021, GQ magazine interviewed Will Smith, and Will Smith said, and you can look it up, he was talking about he wanted to be the biggest movie star, all of this success, which he has, world-renowned, world-recognizable. But the thing that Will Smith, what he said was, but I wasn't happy. Now, we don't have to not believe that. Because a happy person, a content person, and I'm going to step out on a limb on this one, wouldn't hit someone else. Sorry, wouldn't do that. People that are rooted in this, aren't going to do that. No. Now, some people may debate, may not agree with that, and that's okay. But that's my personal example. I love that example, too, that happiness is a serious problem. It's not, at least for me, global warming, war. Why do people go to war in the first place? Very unhappy. Very discontent. A lot of discontentment. A lot. Okay, I'm getting off the point. I'm getting off the topic. Let me get back to the five most common regrets. Five most common regrets of the dying. I'm going to go through these really quickly because you can Google them. Number one, I wish I had pursued my dreams and aspirations and not the life others expected of me. I wish I didn't work so hard. I wish I had the courage to express my feelings and speak my mind. I wish I had stayed in touch with my friends, and I wish I would have been happier. I wish I would have let myself be happier. And that's all I'm talking about here, and that's all I'm sharing is what is this thing called happiness, and who and where did this disconnect start? Where did the disconnect begin that I am not a part of the ocean, that I am separate? Where did the separation begin? And that, when you answer that question, when you find the answer to that question, you're going to find the answer to the whole puzzle. Personally, I never got or understood. I really didn't get that, oh, we're all one. When you look into someone's eyes, you're looking at yourself. You're seeing yourself in them, and we're all one, one soul. I understood it conceptually. I understood it, but it never registered inside of my soul. I didn't get it. I didn't know how to get it. But let me give you an example. One of the things my son's challenged me on was, Mom, you think you're better than others. No, I don't think I'm better. So when he said that, now I've got to come up with, if I don't think I'm better, what am I talking about, programmed versus unprogrammed? What specifically, really, what am I talking about? And then I had to come up with an answer, and thank you with the universe, inspiration. But I came up with, we are all avocados. See, when I say we're all the same, we are all avocados. It just happens that some of us are ripe. It's just time for some people to be ripe. That's all. Some people are ripe. Some people are not ripe. And when it's time, and the ripeness happens when it's time. The ripeness doesn't happen because I'm doing something or I'm accomplishing something. The ripeness happens when it's time. So I love the challenge that, oh, really? I'm not different. It's just time. It's time for the universe to really come through me and give me guidance. And all I'm doing is sharing what the universe shares with me, with you. That's it. Because I get a lot of mail, a lot of emails, and not particularly happy with me, but that's all right. It's okay, because that's the other thing. In the beginning, you know what the ego does? Let me tell you what the ego does. The ego takes everything personally. The ego blames other people for how I'm feeling and takes everything personally. Let me give you a perfect example. I was teaching a class, and if you know, I'm a fitness instructor. I was teaching a class last week, and the class was over at, 9:45. The class was over at 9:45, and it's one of those classes. It's actually a foam roller class, and it's very, you know, the room is on the dark side. The music is very gentle, acoustic music, that kind of vibe. So the room was dark, gentle acoustic music. Of course, my voice even changes. I don't always talk with this much power. I have a soft voice, believe it or not. I just don't use it a lot. I use it when it's appropriate. I do have a soft voice. So anyway, so the class was finished, and I was I don't know what we were talking about. We were just chatting. Before, maybe it was 10 minutes to 10. So from 9:45 to 10 o'clock, there's a 15-minute window before I have to get out of the room for the next person, whoever, either they have a class or they have an activity, whatever, before someone else has to use the room. So I have from 9:45 to 10 to get out of the room. Now, I've already set up the ambiance, nice and quiet, peaceful, acoustic guitar music. Om. You could hear a pin drop. And at 9:50, the only reason why I know it was 9:50 is because the person that blasted open the door and turned on the fluorescent, that's right, I said it, fluorescent lights that took that ambiance, that calm, quiet, zen, yoga-type ambiance with the lights low, I mean dim, came in, barreled in, lights bright, I have the room at 10 o'clock. You're all finished anyway. It's time for everybody to get out of here. I have a room at 10 o'clock. You should be leaving now. I mean, very loud. Very loud. It was startling. Very startling. Jarring. It was, I mean, it went from calm and peaceful, a sleeping type environment to a parade with trombones in your ears. You know what? Let me just digress for a second. It reminds me of how my mother used to wake me up. And maybe that's one of the reasons why I don't like anybody waking me up. Who knows? It could be. Thank you for just letting me go back. So my mother, I'll never forget, and this was when I was older. We were actually on a trip together. My mother, my son, we were at the Grand Canyon, and we were in a hotel. And we had to get up early. So, you know, older people, they get up earlier. And I'm in a dead sleep. And this woman, and you know, in the desert, it's dark, but they have, but the blinds, usually the hotels in any desert have these dark shades that you can pull closed, and it's pitch black. Anyway, so the shades were pulled. It was pitch black. And this woman, my dear mommy, pulled open the drapes. Leia! Scared the shit out of me. Yes, very startled. So maybe that's one of the reasons why I don't want anybody to wake me up, because nobody knows how. You're supposed to wake somebody up gently, quietly, slowly, patiently. Anyway, I digress. That's just a little insight, a little behind the scenes. Okay, back to whatever I was talking about, which was behind the scenes. Hold on. Oh, Jesus, did I lose it? Who are we behind a jarring wake up? Oh, jeez, thank you for being patient. So this gentleman comes in the room, bright light, turns on the light, and my point is this. I didn't say one word to him. And I wasn't angry either. I was just, oh, okay, this is what's happening. Remember I said enlightenment is being relaxed? That's through all of it, even when you're jarred. You're jarred, but you're still relaxed. So, and I'm not claiming, oh, I'm enlightened. Trust me, I'm not claiming that. I'm just saying I'm noticing being relaxed more and more and more on this journey. It's just, things just do not matter anymore. It just doesn't. It's not important. What's important for me is really feeling content, being that vibration of contentment for as long as possible, for as many times as possible. That's it. That's success for me. Let me back up. So back to the gentleman who came in. Now, after I didn't say anything and I left, of course I'm thinking, because what happened is he's got the room every week. He reserves the room to play paddle tennis, ping pong. And so he comes in, he sets up the ping pong table, 10 o'clock, he's ready to play. He wants to be in, to set up everything early, I get it. And then I said to myself, now do I, because remember, this is just some behind the scenes, do I tell him, do I request from him to next time when you're coming in the room, please leave the lights out until we leave. We don't want the bright lights. We're just coming from a nice dark environment. We don't want the bright lights. Can you please just wait until we leave to turn the bright lights on? I mean, these are all the things that are in my head. Okay, I said, yeah, should I do that? And, of course, if you've listened to me, one of my steadfast rules, and I'm going to say it, rule, is not asking anyone to do anything, to change, to do anything for me, for my comfort. That's it. And the reason why is not because they don't care or they don't like me or they want, for any reason, it's just what if, so if they say yes, if he says yes, I'll remember, thank you, no problem. What if he forgets? What if one day he's in a mood and he's angry and he just wants to turn on the light? So all of that is going through my head. I mean, I calculate all of it to find a direction of a way of behaving that is going to give me 100% results 100% of the time. What? 100% results, success, solution, a positive outcome 100% of the time. Is that even possible? Is that even possible? Okay, hold on a second here. Hold on a second. Hold on. Turn this on. Turn this up. And we have Jay. Welcome, Jay. Good morning.
Hey,
or afternoon.
Hey, yeah, morning to you. Or afternoon, yes. Morning to you. Mm-hmm. It's been an interesting show. You're going all over the place and trying to figure out which topic are you on right now or
that's so terrible.
At the moment.
That's terrible.
So I think you're... So you're fluctuating between before we identified with and actually how to prevent what happened at your session with your meditation or relaxation period in your when I conduct workshops too, and I go by if you have 90% of it organized and 10% chaos, that's pretty good. So you have to look at the possibilities of what could happen if you did this. You could put a sign on the door saying that we're in session. You could have said before, talk to the manager who was in charge of that person or that person coming in at that time period, say, hey, we're in session right now, and just please don't turn the lights on. And that's preventable, right, because you're looking ahead of what the possibilities are. So it's basically prepping ahead of time.
Well, that is true, except for, and trust me, at 67, I went to the front desk, and the front desk said, yes, this guy is a problem. So now I'm dealing with a difficult person, meaning, and I use that air quotes, meaning that one of these grumpy people that I could care less, and I'm not going to do anything. So he's been reprimanded before because of his behavior. And so I totally understand what you're saying, and one of the reasons why I don't know, so it's going to be up to me just to get out of the room in time before that even happens. So that's how I put all of it back on me, going back to, and especially involving more people. Now I'm talking to someone else to do something about someone else. So it's just with the experience, Jay, that I'm going to make sure that my people are out of the room before that even happens again. And now it's all on me. And the second thing, thank you so much for reining me in. I promise you, I love it. I'm very free with the ideas, and this one particularly, I didn't have... the truth is I'm writing something on this right now, and I just don't have everything buttoned down, but I was so excited to share it that I shared who are we before this ego got a hold of us. And so let me ask you that question, Jay. How has the ego... How have you recognized your ego, and what do you do when it tries to lead? That's my question.
To be aware that you ask yourself your questions when you look at a situation through your five senses. Am I taking this personally? I mean, I ask questions of why am I getting mad? Can you get anger? Why am I having these emotions? Where is this coming from? That's what I also do too.
Let me share with you, because I'm understanding what you're saying. So let me bounce this off of you. One of the things, one of my practices is, let's go back to the baby, and let's go back to the topic. Hopefully I'm covering the topic in the beginning. So in the beginning, why does the baby cry? Either they're hungry or they're uncomfortable. or they're in some kind of pain, you know, teething. So why does the baby cry? Hello?
Because it's the only way to get attention that there's something going on with me.
Yeah,
or something,
there's
the baby.
Something
that's the only
up.
Way they can communicate
yes.
that way. Yeah, all right. So
now you use the word me. There's something going on along with me. Now, does the baby, when does the baby come up with the me, that identifying that me, or that there's something happening, it just doesn't feel good? You see, it's a very slight difference. It's a very
yes.
small, when does the baby start, it's mine. That's mine. That's what I'm really talking about when I say in the beginning. When does all of that identification start? Because that identification starts is the beginning of the peace, is the beginning of the peace going away.
Yes. I think I know when it started. Perfect. Thank you for everybody.
Tell me. Yes, please share.
When we actually got out of the crib and started to crawl, and we saw the world as we didn't see the world as harmful, or we just saw the world as it is. And then what happened is our parents put, you know, don't do this, or put preventive measures from getting us in harm. So we explored that way when we started to first crawl and look around the world with our senses, our hearing senses, our eyes, mouth. You know, if you look at what when we were babies, we what do? We looked at it and then put it in our mouth. We didn't know what it was.
Mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's when we started.
The babies don't have the at least my perspective is, don't have the comprehension to, oh, it's just a curiosity about everything, a curiosity about all of it. So the baby, words aren't powerful to the baby. The baby's not comparing itself to another baby. The baby isn't living in the past. The baby is in the moment. The baby isn't living in the future. The baby isn't taking anything personally. If you say, hey, baby, while the baby is crawling, guess what? You're the ugliest baby I've ever seen crawling. You don't even know how to crawl, you ugly, ugly, ugly baby. And you're stupid, too.
Right.
So what happened? When did all of that, now I'm bothered, you're telling me I'm stupid, you're telling me I'm ugly, when did that start to bother me? And let me just share this really quickly because it's about the emotion. So that's what I say for me. My practice is right now, Jay, if I'm emotional, I am not going to attach a story to it as to why. I refuse to use the word because. I refuse to say this is why. I'm emotional because I'm human, because the tides come in, the tides come out. I'm just emotional. I'm feeling this way, period. Thank you for letting me get that out.
You're welcome.
So what do you think about that? Not putting a story to why you're feeling a certain way.
Well, the thing is that our mind keeps growing. Yeah, well, our mind is very, it grows over time. And also, we got to look at our cells, too, and our body cells. It remembers everything ever since we've been conceived. But we don't know about that. Something could have happened at birth. Something could have happened when we were a baby that could be actually remembered or brought up later in life, when we come, maybe become conscious and see where those are coming from, and maybe go back to do some healing with them. But the thing is that there's stuff that maybe I didn't know why did I do that or remember that or have feelings about that in the past, but I really can't pinpoint it. It may come up as if it was there real, right, like right now. I mean, what if, you were a toddler and you're crawling and you touched something that was, that gave you a shock. Now what?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe later in your growing up that you don't like electricity because you remember it when. You don't remember it when.
Mm-hmm.
The thing
mm-hmm.
is, so I think we have to look at those things, too, of how our body remembers basically everything. that we perceive, or not perceive, or actually a sense of seeing, not perceive, because that's actually just making sense of the environment, but what are senses actually leaning in? So.
Well, the other thing is, I just want to say is, be aware of your thoughts, because whatever you think, you get to experience. You get to experience what you believe, and especially what you believe with any kind of passion or any kind of conviction. And that's actually from. Let me give a shout out to. Barbara Berger, and you can Google this, and you can get this free. It's a PDF online for free. It's called the. Hold on a second. It's called the Mental Laws. The Mental Laws, and so hold on a second. I think I have it here somewhere. The Mental Laws. Yes, here we go. The Mental Laws by Barbara Berger, B-E-R-G-E-R, and it's Understanding the Way the Mind Works. Understanding the way the mind works. And this is law 4, the law of cause and effect. Thought is cause, experience is the effect. So what she's really saying, and it's a really good read if you want to do any more study on why the mind is just constant. I don't know about you, but I haven't been able to get mine to shut up. So what do I do with all of that? I hear it, but as far as the power or the focus or identifying with any kind of story in my head, zero. And when something happens, okay, so when something happens and we think it's bad, and then we feel bad about it. When something happens and we think it's good, then we feel good about it. So the truth, what is the truth? But the truth is there's no connection between an event and our reactions to it. The event is not personal. The event is just happening. But the reaction is what I'm talking about when I say in the beginning. And in the beginning, is your reaction a program? I know I went all around the room with that, but let me give you a perfect example. What happened the other day? I was in the happiness class, and what did I say? Oh, okay. It was one of those stories that the program response is always, oh. You know what the program response when everybody in the room goes, oh. That's just the program. And it was the story of when I would talk about getting hit by a car. Yeah, I got hit by a car. And then there's a long pause, and there's a long pause, and then there's a, while walking, and that's when you get the program response. Jay, did you have anything else that you wanted to contribute or say or a question? Okay, I guess not. That's good. And let me just say this. Before I end the show, and if anybody on Wisdom wants to join, and please, you're welcome to join. And the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Okay, the quote of the week. You ready? How many of you out there, you ready? How many of you out there would like to never experience disappointment and or heartbreak ever again? No more disappointment, no more heartbreak for the rest of your life. Is that possible? Is it? The answer is yes. Yes, it is possible. Disappointment. Is it possible to eliminate the feeling of disappointment forever? Here's the quote. The answer is yes. All expectations, capital A, capital L, capital L, all expectations are based in the future. Life, capital L, capital I, capital F, capital E, life is lived in the present moment. When you eliminate expectations, it's impossible to ever be disappointed. Happiness is a practice skill. So there you go. It is about eliminating gradually with patience all expectations. So say you meet the man of your dreams, the woman of your the love of your life. But then the expectations come of, well, what does this mean? And how long is this going to last? And where is this going? As opposed to in the moment, enjoying the moment, that's it. Next moment. There are really no suitcases to carry. Let me just look over my notes here to make sure that I know I was all over the place. Thank you, Jay, when did you identify? You know, and that's the other thing. You can tell me anything. You can suggest. You can come up with a criticism. All of it's good. I don't take anything personally anymore. Ever. Not at all. Oh, you're horrible. Thank you. Thanks. That's your opinion. I have a different one, but I don't mind your opinion. How's that? Okay, here we go. I'm going to leave with this. I'm going to depart with this one. You ready? And I never thought I would get or find or learn anything spiritual from this person. Never. Ever. And when I tell you who it is, you're going to understand. I was watching an interview on YouTube. And they were interviewing Cat Williams. Cat Williams is a comedian, and I actually used to really like his stand-up. I haven't listened to it for a while, but I like him. I think he's funny. If you don't know me, I like laughing. If you're funny, I like it. Anyway, let me see. What was I going to say? Oh, okay, but Cat Williams isn't the one that I said, isn't the person that I'm surprised came up with something spiritual. The person interviewing him said, listen to this genius, said, you know, the reason why we're here on Earth, nobody talks about, and I'm paraphrasing, nobody talks about it, nobody says it, but you know why we're here on Earth? It's just a big school. It's just a big school. It's just a learning opportunity, a growing opportunity. That's why we're here. We reincarnated, now we're this person, and now this is a big school to grow, to learn. Do you know who said that? Mike Tyson. That's right. Mike Tyson, the one that talks like that. This earth is a school. We're living in a school. We're supposed to be learning and growing. What? And that just taught me something. If I remain open, when I remain open, I can learn from anyone. I can learn from anyone. If and when I remain open. So it's always on me. You know, I tell you that the biggest gift, the biggest challenge, all the answers are found in the mirror. Right in the mirror. There was another thing I wanted to share, and I'm just going to go back to the topic, which is in the beginning, who were you? So when I say who were you before your titles, who were you before your accomplishments, where did the programming start for you? Who were you in the beginning? And you know, I had someone last week, and I'm wondering if he's listening. His name was David. Anyway, if he's listening, fine. If he's not, that's okay too. But last week, one of the things that he said, he was actually, came on live, And he was talking about being serious, and he says, I'm serious. I don't get, what did he say? I don't have too much fun. And again, I'm not really remembering exactly, but I remember saying to him that his energy felt serious to me. His energy felt heavy to me. It didn't feel light. And so he says, yeah, I am serious. No, I don't think this is the place to have fun. Kind of something like that. And I'm here to tell you, if you're listening today, that that's a program, too, that, oh, I'm serious. Even that, see, this identifying with who you are, any type of identity is a restriction. So my point to you is, when I say who are you in the beginning, before the programming, before the separating yourself from the ocean, that is really the question. And only the individual, each individual, has a responsibility or not to dig and find the answers out, dig deep, and dig deep within. My journey is different than yours. However, the truth, the universal truth, is the same for all. And the discovery of the truth is found when it's time. Oh, we experience what we believe in, especially when we believe with conviction. So whatever you think, you get to experience. If you think something is good, you get to experience that. If you think something is bad, you get to experience that. Well, that is all. Oh, okay, and the last thing I wanted to say, I just have this talking about. Someone was talking about not a lot of people are good listeners anymore, and it's a gift to be able to listen to someone and to give them the gift of listening. And I'm just going to add this too. There is a gift to listening, and there is also another gift, a second gift, to listening to your fellow human without judgment. Listening to your fellow human without judgment is the challenge, is the accomplishment. And I promise you, when you get to that level, and it is a journey, it's just a journey to get to that level of listening without judgment. Can you imagine all the peace you're going to feel with that one? Well, that's the end of today's show. Thank you for listening. Reality Spirituality Radio is heard every Sunday unless I am traveling, unless there are technical difficulties, or unless I'm not inspired. It's heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And Reality Spirituality is heard on Blog Talk Radio and also Wisdom. Also Wisdom, too. My first book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, can be purchased on Amazon. And I wrote a chapter in a book that was published in 2022 called The Book I Read. It's a collaboration of 25 different authors. And you can follow me on my website, RebeccaNorrington.com, which is it's in the process of being updated. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington, LinkedIn. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. YouTube channel is going to be updated too. It's coming. With patience. And until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You're a conscious energy, which is always evolving, always changing, always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself. And when you're kind to yourself, you're able to be kind to your neighbor. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. It is about the journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio with yours truly, happiness specialist Rebecca L. Norrington. Happiness is a practice skill, and I promise you, the more you practice, and it is a daily practice, daily, moment by moment practice, the more peace you're going to find. And your experience in every moment reflects on what you practice. Thank you for listening. Have a conscious week.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one,
man. Spirituality.
Got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real. Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get down.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, you gon' feel good now.
Get real good.
Now, that's what I'm about to change.
Time to get